Okay, now, we had one flunky there, Leonard Kepler, that I have a photograph I made of him, and I didn't bring it along to show. I have some home that I just put away temporarily, and I've got to locate them. However, this one particular shot of him, he's standing in the cook shack, and he has a sling of his rifle between his teeth, and in either hand, by the neck, he has two turkeys, Chris, and they're pretty thin turkeys, but Leonard Kepler was the big hunter. You want to enlarge on his hunting prowess?
Well, I recall that he wanted to go shoot something. And we had a 30-30 here that the cat had run over the barrel, so it had a wow in it, but we tried to target it in on a big cornflake box at about 50 yards, and we couldn't hit the box, so... When the wolf was reported, I saw this wolf up on the Eagle Summit. It seemed to be real tame. You'd call to it, and it'd come up within about 100 feet of you. I told Kepler about it. He set off for the summit. And he did come back with the wolf. It must have been pretty close when he shot it.
Dan Birchman and I were talking some here the first part of May in 1984, and he made mention of the fact that Leonard Kepler, too, as Dan, had stayed pretty much with the area in Alaska, that is, through the time, territory and on into statehood and so on up to the current time. And it seems that Leonard did develop into a pretty good trapper, according to what Dan says about him. He stayed with the country, but I always thought he was a little bit peculiar, or strange, I think I should say.
I don't remember him.
No. Well, he didn't last too long, as I recall. After he shot that wolf and carried it into camp, and skinned it out, he had wolf hair from head down to his feet. I wouldn't let him flunky until I went up to Miller House and bought him some new clothes. All he had was what he had on his back.
Can you remember?